One of the most significant contributions to community service made by Cal Poly in recent years has been by the School of Architecture and Environmental Design. Our guest this evening, Kenneth Swartz, is uniquely qualified to discuss the community service contributions of architecture students. Ken, you're always a welcome guest on our halftime series.
Thank you, Don. I enjoy being here.
Being Director of Curriculum and Advisement for the School of Architecture and Environmental Design certainly gives you a good perspective for our subject this evening, Ken. Perhaps you could start out by giving our listeners an idea of the service projects carried out by architecture students in recent years.
Projects cover just a tremendously wide range of activities. Students have been involved in the design and actual construction of such diverse projects as mini parks for various communities, San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles being two that I can think of at the moment. We've done development plans for youth organizations. Several years ago, we had a group of students who did the master planning for the Campfire Girls Camp at Camp Natoma. And then we've had even the very large projects, such as the preparation of a general plan for the city of Santa Barbara, and the preparation of a general plan for the development of Highway 1 as it would move through the Big Sur area in Monterey County. This is the type of projects, or the range of projects, that we do become involved in.
Well, given a project, Ken, I wonder perhaps how do the students approach it? Where do they start?
Well, Don, we try to approach this on a professional basis. This work, these projects usually come out of work that students are required to do in their senior year, in a course we call senior project. And these projects are carried on with a minimum amount of faculty assistance. What we endeavor to do is to get the students to develop a clientele, that is quote unquote, in the various areas that they will be working, that is people from the community for which these projects will be useful. They will go into the various communities or attack the project in a way that they will delve into the need, the research for the actual project. They will analyze this research material by doing all kinds of survey work. They will then develop from that analysis some type of program, touching base always with their client before they carry out the actual solutions.
And I assume always somewhere in the background is a faculty member or an architect that's available to consult with these fellows and help them get the job done.
Oh yes, Don, all the time. We must recognize that we're still dealing with students and they do need assistance, but we're endeavoring to develop in them the confidence that they're going to need to operate as professionals once they graduate and enter their fields.
I would guess the ingredient that the students always have to contribute to these kinds of programs is the enthusiasm and the creativity, the new ideas.
Oh, very definitely. I think it should be understood by one and all that the students, as they take on these community service projects, are not rendering professional services. What they are doing, and we make this very much understood, is rendering a service that we might call a stimulus for community ideas and action. Certainly, projects have been identified within communities by certain individuals as a need that needs fulfillment, and our students can help to serve as catalyst in developing these ideas, which can be presented to the community as a whole, and from which the community can then determine the need for professional services to actually carry out that idea on the ground.
The thing that's always impressed me, Ken, about the architecture students at Cal Poly is that tremendous resource and energy that they have. I've gone by the architecture building about Poly Royal time, and it seems to me that there must be thousands of fellows doing things and preparing what really turns out to be quite a fantastic exhibit. And I imagine this same kind of enthusiasm really makes these projects interesting and exciting, too.
It is, Don. We have a very fine student body. I think what should be understood is that we do have the largest school of architecture and environmental design in the nation, standing at about 1,400 students at the moment. And we have students who are engaged in work that will lead them to degrees in architecture and in city and regional planning and in architectural engineering and in construction engineering at the present time. So we have a great spectrum of interest on the part of our students that allow us to range in a great number of different projects and contributions to the neighboring communities.
Ken Swartz, you have also a unique insight into this kind of activity that perhaps our listeners might be interested in. I'm sure that many of them in the San Luis Obispo area know that you're mayor of the city of San Luis Obispo. And it occurs to me that it might be interesting to our listeners to know how a city official and perhaps some of your colleagues in other cities have responded and reacted to these activities by your students of architecture.
I would judge the response by government and service organizations has been, for the most part, excellent. On city government, like all other agencies, is constantly short of funds to carry on the projects that they feel need to be carried on. And when a group of enthusiastic students who are willing to take on projects can step in and do some of this work to advance their education, but also to suggest solutions to the community that they might look to, I think one has to realize that this is just like having a reserve force behind you, which allows you to get much more work accomplished in the final analysis. We've had very good response on the part of chambers of commerce, business associations, PTA groups, city councils, planning commissions who have acted as clients to projects over the years.
Ken, I see that the teams are returning to the field for the second half of tonight's football game. I certainly want to thank you for stopping by to visit with us and to talk about the challenge of community service as it's being met by Cal Poly. Our halftime guest this evening has been Ken Swartz, one of the directors of the School of Architecture and Environmental Design at Cal Poly. This has been your Mustang Radio Network halftime host, Don McCaleb. I'll be looking forward to joining you again at halftime of next week's Cal Poly football game.